The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3797 of the BFO for Thursday the 25th of August 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Let me guess, Big Fatty, you're going to tell everybody everything that's been going on the ship. Well, sure, why not? Hello, two-thirders, Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're two-thirders because, y'all, the year's two-thirds over. It's just 4 months until we get to Crema, Big Fatty. But what about today? Well, y'all, if all is going according to plan, today we will be in Bodrum, Turkey. Oh, Big Fatty, that reminds me of the holidays. Old Tom Turkey. Turkey, the country. Oh, okay. And y'all, we're going to be taking, first of all, we're going to be in port from 1 to 7 p.m. And y'all, four of us, except for Granny and the Nip, y'all, we're going to a Turkish bath and having go look at a video on the TV machine or the YouTubes. Y'all, they evidently scrub you down and just beat the living hell out of you. Oh, Big Fatty, it just sounds like almost like a Friday at Fatty's that includes a rehearsal for the ballet. Well, you know, it's you're not wrong, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all today, the 25th of August, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Now, y'all, I'm not 100% sure about this, but I'm sure that Gary in Portland can set me straight, but I believe I've met this person at one of the Pride, maybe two, of the Pride 48s out there in Lost Wages. And I don't remember where he lives or anything, but I know that he is considered a national treasure by the trio over the thruple over there at the moment. I think he did a little show at one time too, but the memory just fails me. Big Fatty, that ain't all that's failed you. But anyway, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Luke Miller. Big Fatty, we love Luke Miller, even though you don't know if you met him or what. Well, we do, but, I don't know if he's on the Twitty or the Metaspace, but if he's not, you can probably send a message via that latte boy. And when you do, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fetty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fetty!
Happy birthday!
We are in Mykonos, Greece, y'all. I'm joined now by Cora Beth. Cora Beth, say hi.
Hi.
Cora Beth is very butch, and you know, we have that nickname for him just because we love him.
Right.
Right. Right. And anyway, Cora Beth lives in Hatlanta, y'all. Y'all, we arrived. Y'all, first of all, the night that we had the country dance party on board, where we all had on the same outfits, y'all, before that was our very first Lure of Leather. And y'all, there were I was impressed by the number of people that were in leather and gathered. Y'all, we gathered in the Crown and Compass. It's kind of like an English pub. And forgot to tell you about that. But y'all, we when we moved into Santorini and Mykonos, y'all, we moved into the Greek time zone, so we lost an hour. Big Daddy, you'll never find it again. Well, we might find it. But anyway, y'all, it was a short jaunt from Santorini to Mykonos, and y'all, we arrived in Mykonos to thunderstorms. I mean, thunder and lightning, and y'all, I mean, it was coming down. They said that it hadn't rained. Didn't they say it hadn't rained here all summer long? And it's an audio version, so you have to say, yes, that's exactly what they said.
They said it hadn't rained in the summer in 20 years.
Oh, well, that's even more interesting. So, y'all, they washed the city for us. They cleansed it. And y'all, God only knows what they'll do when we leave. anyway, so y'all, some of the tenders, the early bird excursions got canceled. But y'all, it cleared up about 10:30 a.m. in the morning, maybe 9:30 a.m. in the morning. And so the excursions were back on. And so we were going, we went down to the main dining room for brofkas. Y'all, I had blueberry pancakes, and they were good. And what did we do then? We came back to the room, just kind of piddled around. Made dinner reservations for the teppanyaki. Oh, Big Freddy! At least it's not teppanyaki. But you know, we'll see if it's teppanyaki after we eat. We did my nipple walk. Durwood went with me. Oh, and Dr. Stone. Well, we walked the halls. Walked the halls of the different levels, the different decks, and looked at the decorations. And y'all, some of these rooms are the doors are decorated quite elaborately. And we didn't finish all of them, all the decks. Got to save some. You can't do it all in one day. So y'all, we came back, and I was getting my share. And y'all, they made an announcement.
Attention, please. The excursion that Big Fatty is on has been canceled. A gas leak, or I don't know.
I think they're blaming it on the weather. And so our excursion to walk through Mykonos and go to the farmhouse and drink wine got canceled. Corbeth, I think your excursion got canceled too, to the Naked Beach.
I think it did, but not before I canceled.
Oh, Corbeth canceled first, but y'all, they couldn't have people on the Naked Beach because they didn't want them to get wet.
Are you doing another show?
Yes.
No,
I'm just sitting here talking to myself.
He's rehearsing.
Y'all, they all sound the same.
Well, they are all the same. But anyway, y'all, we got off the ship, tended over. Big Betty, was it a chicken tender this time? No, it's still not a chicken tender. one moment, please. I've got to have some of my, you know, as a member of the, as a diamond member of the Crown and Compass Society, I get some complimentary waters. One moment, please, while I enjoy my complimentary water. Oh, that's so complimentary. Mm. Just lovely.
That's just nasty.
And anyway, we tended over, and y'all, we just start. Y'all, we felt like hookers. We were just walking the streets, and y'all bought some souvenirs and got young Nicholas a thing or two. Big Fatty, don't tell him what it is. I won't. Y'all, I got me a crema ornament and. What else? I got something else, too. Oh, I bought baklava. I was coming back to the vessel, as they say. Big Fatty, there are a lot of vessels on this ship. Well, yes, also known as the cum dumpsters. Big Fatty, I knew you'd make it vulgar. Have you met any vessels on the ship, Corbeth?
No, and I've been waiting to make a deposit.
Oh, well, sounds like he's in banker mode. So we walked over there. Y'all walked several hours. Durwood was eyeing a horse. I didn't know he even liked animals. No, it was a figurine kind of thing, artwork, if you will. But it was out of his price range. And everybody was going to go and have a cocktail or something. And I said, I'm coming back because the little show needs to be recorded. And so, y'all, I got back. When I got back, I went and... they've got a place on the ship called the Sorrento's Pizza Pie. And the day before, Durwood and I were walking around, and y'all they've got little appetizer things in the window. And yesterday they had, y'all, they had sliced prosciutto just on a plate there. And I said, ooh, I'm going to go get me some sliced prosciutto. Bleh. Fatty, you and your fancy water and your sliced prosciutto. y'all didn't have it. I just had one slice of the meat lover's pizza pie. Y'all, it's good. The little guy that was working in there, he saw my box. Fatty, nobody needs to see your box. No, of the baklava. Oh, never mind. So I showed him my baklava. Big Fatty, that's the pastry, right? Yes, that's the pastry. And but it's all Greek to me. And he was like, "Oh, that looks good." I didn't offer him any. Just came back up to the room, and y'all, I was getting ready to take my clothes off. Yes, Big Fatty, you've got to do the little show buck naked. That's true. And in walks the Nip, and in walks Dr. Stone, and then everybody's gone, and I don't know. Everybody decided just to hell with it. I'm coming back. But, y'all, I gotta say, for Mykonos to be... I kind of got the impression it was the San Francisco of the Greek Isles, And y'all, it's just a tourist trap. But I mean, you're in Greece. So when in Greece, yes, Big Fatty, get greasy. It's pretty, but it's just a touristy town. I don't know. I guess the main thing is going to the homosexual beaches and strutting your stuff. But we didn't do that. And y'all were here until 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning, so everybody can go out and shake their groove thing and all. And y'all were going to the teppanyaki dinner. And y'all, I'm going to stop right here, I'm going to tell you how the teppanyaki went, and then you'll get to hear all of that. Big Fatty, can't you just end the little show right now so we don't have to wait? No, Oh, Big Fatty, was it teppanyaki or teppanyaki?
It was yaki. Y'all, by the way, we're joined by the Nip. And Corbett's back, and Dr. Stone. Say hi, Dr. Stone.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Can we record this?
No.
Do we have more time?
No. Anyway, what did you think of the supper?
Some of these on your nipples?
It was delicious. Very nice.
Yes.
Very
nice. But the your favorite part was...
Me.
Wasn't it the cocktail?
Well, those were good, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about the cocktail.
Cocktail! I had two different cocktails. I had one called the Japanese strawberry, which kind of just tasted like strawberry water.
Uh-huh.
And then we had the spicy Okinawa.
Spicy Okinawa.
Spicy Okinawa. Our waiter was spicy Okinawa.
Oh, okay. And, y'all, it was good. It was sake spicy. And what else?
Sriracha sauce.
Oh, excuse me. You know, it's customary to belch up your supper if you enjoyed it.
I see you.
Okay, and someone had a whole bottle of wine. Can you guess which one? Uh-huh, the Nip. But y'all, it was a fun evening. We had some...
Yes.
The Nip made a friend with Louis Anderson, but he was very nice.
He was a nice guy. He works. Yeah. He was a big guy, and he works for Nestle.
Nestle's Nestle is the very best.
I asked. He goes, "I work for Nestle." I said, "Are you a sampler?"
What's that mean?
Oh, sampler. Do you sample the Nestle chocolate?
Oh,
y'all, and when the meal was over, they went into the buffet. Oh!
Dude, what? That's how you get way faster
than this animal. Oh, I didn't want to sleep.
All right, y'all, well, I'm going to...
Oh, we have an intruder.
Oh, Granny's here, y'all. But y'all, that pretty much has finished our day in Mykonos. Granny's coming. Yeah, I guess it, y'all. Y'all, if y'all are actually getting this on Thursday, it's because I am getting back on the tender and I am traveling all the way back to the mainland of Mykonos to see if I can upload on the good Wi-Fi over there.
It's not going to work.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mr.
Technology,
yeah. Y'all, he's on the grin doctor the whole time, complaining about everybody he sees. Anyway, we're off to see old Tom Turkey tomorrow. And y'all, they're doing the towels, you know, the towel animals. It was a turtle tonight, and it had eyes on it, and the Nip has put the eyes above his eyes, and now he's moved it to his fingers, and he's winking. And, you know, he's giving everybody the bird eye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.